Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I'm home cold, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? I'm home cold, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? They ain't believing me in the beginning. Don't wanna hang around, now they see me winning. I'm home cold, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down?
What's up, world? This your boy, Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. You already know what it is. And today's episode is sponsored by Magnati. Yeah, so this is my big brother, Master P shoe. This is high fashion, high class. This is really a great product, a real sturdy shoe. Actually, I own probably a dozen of these. My favorites are the leopards, you know what I mean? A little style. So they got something for everybody. You want sports, basketball, leisure, casual, whatever it is. Magnati.com, Italian made shoes, but black owned. So go to Magnati.com. You already know what it is. There's no limit to your success.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's your boy Big Court here at the Holding Court Podcast with my boy producer Ken. What's up?
What up?
All right, man, today we got a special guest.
Come on now.
My homeboy.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Missouri. Oh, no.
Missouri.
Illinois, Missouri?
Yeah,
Illinois.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
I ain't in Illinois. No,
you're not
Illinois?
Okay, my bad.
I got love for East St. I just don't go over there. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, because you want to live.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now,
and they got some good fish. They got the best fish in the world, but is it worth dying for?
Exactly.
You know, I don't, no, it ain't.
Nope.
And they got some bad bitches. What are they worth dying for? No. And they got a casino that pays you. But is it worth dying for? No, I pass.
So you're living. He's alive. He's right here on the Holding Court Podcast, man. He made it. My boy, Gary G. Thang Johnson.
Come on now. Come on now. I know you got the sound effect.
Come on. The air horn? The little bu 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 bu.
Nah. You got to do our own sound effect?
Nah, we don't got the Drink Champs thing with the...
Oh! You
know, we just added in post. We just added in post.
Okay, you
could add. So let's act. Hold on.
Yeah, because you got all these lights.
Yeah, yeah. We'll act.
I mean...
We got to react to it.
I mean, motherfucker, when I came in, I thought Spielberg was directing.
Hold on. You know what I mean? Eric? Add the fog on right here.
Yeah. I saw Eric first. I mean, he got out of a big body. And I said, I'm getting ready to come up in some shit.
Hey,
and
man.
Then they give me a plastic cup with the tea in it. You know what I mean? You ain't got no real glasses or nothing like that.
Now, that's cap.
Oh, okay, my bad. Sorry.
That's cap. You got a glass mug to say, oh, yeah, hold the court podcast.
Oh, this is real
big
shit.
Cap. Big cap.
Oh, I see, man. I gotta put my glasses on because I can't
put
see.
Put them motherfucker. You need some bifocals.
I couldn't see that. Man, what up, though, man?
What's going on with you, bro?
So we here.
We here, bro.
Hey, man.
But hold on. I want to talk about the big shit you done. No,
come on, now.
Dog, you did Disaster Movie.
Yeah, back what in else? The day with
you
Kim
did scary
Kardashian.
Movie? Was it a scary movie, too?
I did all of that.
Hey, run it off real quick. So
well, I was, you know, Scary Movie, Disaster Movie. I did Players Club, Players Ball, TV shows is out the chain.
You had your own TV show.
I had my own show, TV show that's showing right now on All Black Network. It's called Grown Folks.
Shout out to Brett.
Shout out to Brett and Bentley Kyle Evans.
Yeah.
Got another show that's on there right now. It's called Social Society. It's
okay.
A talk show. We're doing 21 episodes
okay.
right now. It's really hot. I'm like a movie critic.
Yeah.
You know, so all the movies and TV shows that I didn't get on, I really talk bad about them. And, you know, but I'm always in a secret location. You ain't gonna never find me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if I'm talking shit about you, you ain't gonna catch up with me. You know, and back out on the road, slanging these jokes, man, in all the comedy clubs, the improvs. I'm going to be at Riddles next weekend, Riddles Comedy Club in Chicago, with my man Damon Williams. So we out here, man, in these streets trying to regroup some of the money.
Yeah, you regroup, know what I mean? Regroup or recoup?
Both of them. They okay. both of them. I'm trying to get both of them. You're now, you know I'm back. From St. Louis, and that we were, our words go together. Now, and you a Missouri motherfucker.
Yeah,
you should have caught
City.
That.
Kansas City, Missouri,
come on,
bro.
You ain't just got barbecue down there. You know what I mean? So we trying to get some of the money back. They wouldn't let me get a PPPP loan. I don't know what the fuck that's about. My case is still pending. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to be back to work by the time you get this goddamn money to me. So they wouldn't let me get unemployment. No, man. I mean, and you know drug sales ain't high.
Hold on. So do comedians, y'all got unemployment?
Can well, I'm not just a comedian. I do TV and films.
Right.
Well, I'm a bona fide comic.
Right.
But you're
a comic first, right?
I'm a comic first.
Okay.
But I'm also a comic that can act.
Yeah.
See, it's a lot absolutely. Of comics can't act.
Who are some of the comics?
I would never say that. I would never say that.
I was trying to start some shit.
Yeah, well, I saw you go there.
I was trying to go there. You
wouldn't follow. I don't need that kind of pressure to have to shoot one of them motherfuckers. And and now they let you carry a gun with no license. It's
not
really,
out here. Not out here.
Okay, well, the ones that they talking shit is in other cities. But I love everybody, man. I love all the comics, man. They all doing their thing. A lot of them probably got unemployment because they done work. Mm-hmm. A lot of cats has been, especially the ones out here in Hollywood, they done TV and film. So they been on TV.
Yeah.
And I've been on TV. But for some reason, you know, to try to get that unemployment, man, when I tell you they want to see your ID,
mm-hmm.
they want to see your face, you got to do a face recognition. I went through all of it.
Yeah.
And it looked like the bitch came through the phone and said, we disapprove it. Like, it ain't really you. Hey, bitch, I might have gained a few pounds, but this me. Well, we Googled you and your face was slimmer. Like,
damn.
Give me something.
Need to put some respect on G-Thang.
Yeah, man, it wasn't wrong. So when the
and you did the you didn't host some big ass tours.
So I hosted the Millennial Tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's with Marion and, mm-hmm. and
all them little dancing motherfuckers.
All of them.
Yeah.
Selling out. We did all the arenas. We did Staples. I did Oracle Arena. I did every arena.
Yeah.
Miami, where all the basketball motherfuckers in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We sold all of them out.
Yeah.
And I was the host. And so I made a lot of money. But
you still got that money?
No.
you fucked up the bag?
I didn't fuck up
you
the bag.
Fumbled the bag.
The bag started to run out. And anytime you start to go to it, it's getting thinner.
Yeah.
You say it's a situation is about to pop off. And so I'm gonna need so I start calling all my friends with money.
Yeah.
I called Pete twice. And
what happened?
Well, his phone looked like it just didn't work.
That number, no, but his phone is broke. One of them, that number is broke.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Nah, that's real talk. Oh, everything, bro.
Okay, well, I called all the numbers. I used to have all of them. And then one time, I kind of went by his house.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the same people that was at the door said, we don't know you no more. And I was like, what the fuck going on? I got the movie right here. Can I get P to sign?
Yeah.
I got the hook up too.
Yeah.
And, well, I called him. I called Eddie Murphy. Eddie's
a friend of yours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You think y'all friends?
Nigga, you spitting. Well, I thought we was friends.
Yeah.
I think we still friends.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get in touch with all these motherfuckers since this pandemic hit. It was easy before the pandemic.
Yeah.
But it's a little harder now. Mm-hmm. I didn't get Coming to America, which I was very disappointed. And I was like, Eddie, you put everybody
yeah.
Coming to America. I saw Gladys Knight. I'm like, yeah. She ain't never acted. And
you think you get overlooked? In
yes.
Hollywood a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't see you talk about the politics.
Yeah, man.
And you think maybe it's because I always see you. I've been knowing you for years.
Yeah.
And you kind of are solo. You don't really do the click thing necessarily.
I don't.
Do you think it's because you're not in the, you know?
Well, to know the truth, I never did the click thing.
Mm-hmm.
The closest that I ever got to a click was probably hanging out with Mike Epps.
Right.
But I never did that. You know, I'm in your team.
Mm-hmm.
I never did that. But I think in the beginning when I was working a lot, when I was on all the white shows, the Case of Emergencies on ABC, the CBS shows,
mm-hmm.
I was on Punk doing all, Ashton Kutcher doing a whole season of Punk. I think what had happened, and this is the truth. Y'all going to hear it first on the podcast. This is a Holding Court podcast. Y'all going to hear it goddamn first.
Let's get the exclusive.
Let's get the exclusive.
I'm about to give it to you.
Yeah, give it to
I was going to save it for the view.
Yeah.
But them motherfuckers ain't called me back yet either. So, well, that's what I said.
This Holding Court.
I don't like the view no way.
I don't watch the view. Never have.
My mama loved that show. I'm like, Mom, I want to get on there just for you can see me on there.
Yeah.
But fuck the view. And fuck their point of view. And well, anyway, here's the skinny.
Okay.
The reason why I haven't blue, I got in my own way. And because when I started doing all those white shows and making all that money doing all those white shows, I kind of got a little arrogant. So I would come into the comedy clubs, pulling up in the new Benz, the drop tops, and I'd be looking at the motherfucker and the black people in the comedy club like, hey, motherfucker, what you been on? I'm like, what the fuck? What you mean? What I've been? I've been on every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But it ain't shit that they watch.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it kind of like turned.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Oh, Black Hollywood. So Black Hollywood, even though I was talented enough to be in all the shits, they were like,
damn,
we don't want to work with them.
Really?
I don't give a fuck how talented he is. We pass.
You feel like you abandoned your core audience?
I never abandoned the core audience as a comedian.
Yeah.
But as an actor, when I didn't feel that they was giving me the love and the respect of somebody who, and I was younger.
Yeah.
So me being young, I didn't know better, fresh out of St. Louis. I'm thinking that, motherfucker, come on, man. I'm showing y'all who, this is show me state. Them motherfuckers didn't give a fuck. So it took me some years to build back those bridges with the people who I fucked over.
Yeah.
And I didn't even fuck them over. It's just that I was too arrogant. And Hollywood ain't on that shit. They ain't on that being arrogant.
They unforgiving.
And they,
especially with black folks.
Oh, my God.
They unforgiving.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I see a lot of cats that didn't blew up, that didn't played the game. I never played the game. And so, and do I wish I would have played the game? Yeah. For the long run, I wish I could have played the game to get to the point where I didn't have to play the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never got to a point where I didn't have to play the game.
Did you have a, like, you cool with Eddie?
Yeah.
Did you have, like, a mentor or somebody to show you the ropes? Or you just obviously had to learn this shit just bumping your head?
I learned it bumping my head. Even the stand-up, when I first came out here, I was not G-Thang. I want that motherfucker that was killing stages in the beginning. I was, man, I remember I took a hit one time at the Laugh Factory, man. It was the, I moved back to St. Louis because the dude who I was staying with, I ain't going to tell you his name. And this motherfucker woke me up at 6:37. I remember the time. It was 6:37, 21 seconds after. This motherfucker hit me with, hey, bro, you need to go back home because you ain't ready to be out here. I died at the Laugh Factory, and I thought I was killing him. Sorry about that. I thought I was killing him. And I had Will Smith at the show because my boy Charlie Mack hooked it up.
Yeah.
He had Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith. He had all of the Men in Black people when they was doing the first Men in Black.
Yeah.
He had a whole cast. They was all in them VIP stash. And I'm thinking, this is good. I hit these motherfuckers inside the mouth. I'm blowing up.
Yeah.
Nick, I died. Nick, when I tell you, only person laugh was Will. And he was not even really laughing. Will hit you with that face like, and close that eye. And I was like, hey, that ain't really helping. And I was going on the Men in Black set because Charlie Mack was hooking it up. So I was going over there every day while they were shooting.
Yeah.
Thinking that I'm going to get a little roll. So Charlie hit me up and said, gee, don't come up to the set today. Like, what happened? Yeah, you know, we and them just ain't trying to see nobody. I'm like, nigga, this is the set. Nigga, let me tell you something. They banned me from the set, the Men in Black lot, because I had a bad set.
Damn.
At least that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it took me 5-6 years to get in front of Will Smith again in Philly. And Charlie Mack, shout out to Charlie Mack for hooking that up. Charlie hooked it up, and this just, something just happened. The spirit, Charlie was showing one of his movies, and the movie projector went out.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed somebody to entertain while the movie projector was getting fixed. And they said, you had Avion Crockett,
yeah.
Tyrese, they wanted Tyrese to sing, because it was like a celebrity all something. Yeah. And nobody wanted to do it. Like, nigga, I'm just here to enjoy myself. And Charlie said, you want to go up and do a few minutes? Ended up doing about 45 hot minutes.
You killed that bitch, huh?
Killed everybody in that motherfucking
audience. So you redeemed yourself.
In front of Will.
Yeah.
And then Will came up to me. Hit me with the bad boys thing. I was like, okay. And those are some of the bumps.
Yeah.
That I took.
But I mean, that's the learning curve.
Because you'd rather somebody boo you than be quiet.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, them motherfuckers was in there, the audience would hit me with this.
So you just didn't want to fucking say fuck it. You know what? I'm G-Thang.
No, I was fighting it. Every comic think he can get the audience back. You cannot.
Yeah.
Once they say fuck you telepathically, because that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off the stage. Nobody's saying it.
Yeah.
But the spirit is in front of me saying, hey, bro, this ain't going to work out.
Yeah.
You need to go back to St. Louis. Nigga, when I tell you I caught the next Southwest airline, it took me 9 days to get back on Southwest back then. I was willing to take every layover they had because I didn't want to get her back home in a hairy no goddamn way.
Yeah.
Man, when I tell you, it took me 2.5 years, I got back on the grind in my hometown, St. Louis, to fine-tune my craft,
yeah.
To fine-tune my acting.
Yeah.
Then I came back out.
Let me ask you this. Did you fine-tune? Do you use any of those jokes that didn't work? You just retooled them? You punched them up?
Punched them up.
And you use
them
now?
Said them a different kind of way.
Yeah.
And the same motherfuckers still.
That's the learning
curve. And they kill.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, I just did them jokes at the Laugh Factory last night, and them motherfuckers died a horrible death. But it's all about your personality. See, comedy ain't about jokes.
Mm-hmm.
This is the, do you believe it?
Right.
You know, I see comics, like D-Ray, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see
D-Ray, super dope.
Super dope.
Yeah.
And when D-Ray on stage, D-Ray be hitting motherfuckers with, because he talk about bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's believable because he got bitches.
Yeah.
And then I see other comics go up talking about bitches. I'm like, you ain't got no bitches. You don't even look like you got bitches.
Yeah.
This nigga pulled up in the car to do this.
Yeah.
You call an Uber up here. How the fuck you got bitches?
D-Ray was doing that when he didn't have the car.
When he didn't even have the car.
Yeah.
He had bitches back then.
Yeah.
And so it's when I see comics that's not authentic,
mm-hmm.
and they up on stage and they not saying shit that's believable.
Yeah.
You know,
like rap shit.
I was going to say, it's just like rap shit.
I was going to say, because I come from the music side, right? And, you know, rappers got their politics that usually align with the street and all that. Do comedians, is it politics within y'all? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all fuck with certain comedians. Certain comedians will get a call from other promoters. And certain comedians will hate on other comedians and say, no, mm-hmm. don't fuck with him. He bad to work with. And so the whole game is kind of fucked up, which we should have more camaraderie. It should be more love.
Yeah.
But it ain't.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why everybody think they funnier than the next cat.
Right.
And comedy today ain't got shit to do with who's the funniest.
Yeah.
Because there's some funny motherfuckers that got TV shows that shouldn't have them.
Right.
I mean, it's some unfunny motherfuckers.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to be a little messy and incendiary. The whole shit with Cat Williams and Kevin Hart.
I just thought that was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kevin is blessed. Mm-hmm. He done blessed a lot of cats.
Yeah, he put his team on.
All of them got money.
Fucking right.
All of them got million-dollar homes, million-dollar cars.
Yeah.
And here's the funny part about Cat. Cat is probably one of the most talented motherfucking comedians out there. That nigga is not only smart and funny.
Yeah.
He's just a brilliant-ass comedian. Mm-hmm. That's why he got 35 goddamn specials.
Yeah.
Because he's so smart and so creative. So I thought that was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cat probably went into a little situation mm-hmm. mentally or whatever. I don't know what the problem was. And so you start lashing out at people.
Yeah.
That you think got your shine, but I think everybody get a turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they took your turn. I just think it was their turn.
Do you subscribe to the whole notion, like what Mike Epps says, as far as gatekeepers? You know, because he feels like it can only be one. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I disagree.
They pick they one.
I think that he's right in a certain, that they, I think white people pick they one.
Mm-hmm.
White people will pick, we only going to let one nigger in today. Mm-hmm. Nah.
He used the hard R just
if
there.
You, yeah. You saw sorry about that.
Man, you, hey, we do uncomfortable.
Yeah, we do got a white producer. My bad. No. I thought this was the, Holding Court podcast. No. I thought that I was able to be free on this, but now I see I got a sense of my word. Anytime the producer interject.
Yeah, Ken said, you use the hard R.
Yeah,
we're going to do that. If you're going to say it, say it with the A.
Say it with the A. She used that R. Oh, my God.
I'm about to cut.
That got me sweating.
Cut myself out. I'm going to cut myself out.
Oh, that shit is hilarious. So, no, I think that with Mike, what he was saying is that, yeah, they only let one in. But Mike been in for so long, man. He's so talented.
Yeah.
And he helped a lot of comics.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin used to open up for Kevin. I mean, for Mike.
Really?
Kevin used to open up for Mike.
Wow.
Cat used to open up for Mike. Mike didn't have all these cats that blew up. They used to open up for Mike.
Wow.
So Mike can put a lot of cats on, man.
Because Mike and Kev had a little thing, right?
They had a little misunderstanding.
Okay.
Where it didn't get bad where right. they was going to shoot at each other. But, you know, they just had a misunderstanding, which I think all this, it was a competitive mm-hmm. kind of misunderstanding. It was like, you know, I'm funny, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, you getting money. You know, so, you know, it all comes down to respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to respect the next person because mm-hmm. you never know how God is blessing.
Yeah, real talk.
I always tell cats, you don't know what that cat been through to get where he at.
Real talk.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know about that. When my ex in St. Louis stole all my money out the account, I was sleeping in my car for months.
Damn.
And I got another story for you. We got time.
Yeah, we got time. Tell it.
So this story.
What'd she do?
When my ex in St. Louis She took all the furniture out the house. My neighbor next door in my house in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
she said, G, your girl taking all the furniture. Mm-hmm. Y'all still together? I said, I thought we was. I was still sending money down to that bitch in St. Louis. And so she took all the money out the account, made me homeless.
Damn.
So I was sleeping in my car. I would go sleep in my car at the Kinko's on Ventura. You know that Kinko's on Ventura.
Which one?
The one by the Vons.
Okay.
Right there on uh-huh. Lower Canyon. And
okay, in Studio City.
In Studio City.
Yeah.
So I would go up there and I'd park my car all the way in the back. And I had these movie posters. I had these movie posters where I can block out. So I stayed up there so many days where the security guy, he just let me stay asleep. Mm-hmm. I would go inside the Kinko's and go to sleep. And then I'd go in my car and just take it on. And then I would go to the set where they were shooting all of us,
mm-hmm.
and I would wash up and eat.
Damn. Oh, you was on All of Us.
Yeah.
Right.
This is before all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Charlie is the one that hooked that up for me while I was going up there. So one day.
Charlie Mack or Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Mack.
Okay.
So one day they was like, and I don't want to say no names. They was like, G, you got to stop coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why you keep coming up here on the lot? And how you getting on the lot with no, because mm-hmm. I had people that was on had shows because black people was really working on those on that lot
at,
you know that lot over there the CBS lot
CBS
you know what I'm talking about
Radford
there you go so I was cool with the security guard mm-hmm. he would always let me on so anyway I would get over there so one day I called Charlie I said Charlie they won't let me on the lot he said what he said where you at I'm gonna meet you so he met me and I told Charlie what I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fuck that. You're going to tell it to Will. I told it to Will.
Mm-hmm.
And Will said, and I put this on everything. Will said, the Smiths got you. Listen to what I just said. He said, the Smiths got you. He said, what you want to do? So he let me start doing warm-up on the show. And they was giving me money every Friday where that's how I got into doing warm-up.
Damn.
And so I was doing warm-up on the show, and it was enough to get me my own apartment.
Yeah.
Because they was giving it to me. I was doing like every Friday. You know, I'm doing warm-up.
Yeah.
And so Will start introducing me to all the people on the lots, the Yvette Bowsers and all the people that had TV shows on that lot. Will was introducing me. And that's how I springboarded and started getting on TV shows. That's why I got number Mad Love for Will Smith and Charlie Mack.
Yeah.
Because them cats came in my life when I really need them. My mama always say, when do you need help when you don't? When do you need help when you don't? That's why I'm loyal to P.
Yeah.
Because P, he don't give a fuck what nobody say about G-Thang.
Right.
I'm nigga.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know.
That's my dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He and he didn't fuck with all them comics.
Yeah.
And all the motherfuckers. No, nigga.
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Yeah. Nah, P, fuck with you for sure. I mean, you know, shit, we done did. Remember, funny story. You probably remember this. So remember when we did, I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah, tell.
Remember when we did the TV show? What was it? We did it together.
Mm-hmm.
You was the lead.
Yeah.
Wait, it was me, you, it was Leslie, Big Leslie.
Big Leslie.
Christian, what's Christian's last name?
Keys.
Christian Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when, and the chick you was helping out at the time.
You remember all of that?
I do.
Come on
and
now.
She was dark skinned, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, dark skinned chick. Do you remember, we got to the soundstage, and it was for Uncle Willie's house.
Yes.
And we was all sitting around, and we was like, okay. And we was like, who got the script? Yeah, it wasn't one.
It wasn't no script.
It wasn't no script.
P was going to tell us all the moves, what to do.
P directed that bitch directed out of his head.
So he did it like rap.
Yeah. It was just like rap.
It was no script.
He knew exactly what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew exactly where he wanted us to market.
Yep.
He knew exactly what role he wanted us to improvise.
Yep.
So he's like, G,
he did.
This is it.
Now, for somebody like you, that was great. I mean, you
that was sounded, my
yeah, because you were like, nigga, no script.
No script.
Oh, shit.
I can ad-lib.
Yeah.
And act.
The whole TV show was ad-lib, bro.
All ad-libs.
But I'll be honest with you, G, that's when I seen really how talented you were.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Because I knew you were funny,
but
I was like, this motherfucker carrying a whole TV show with no script. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That started it. That started me and P's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because P started putting me in everything. That Mr. Postman movie.
Yep, yep.
Which I think there's probably...
With Tony Cox?
With Tony Cox. I think that movie should have been a long time ago.
Yeah.
That movie was...
Yeah.
Probably one of P's greatest hits.
Yeah.
And he let me, I was only supposed to do 3 days.
Yeah.
P let me do the whole goddamn, you in the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
G, just keep coming.
Yeah, that shit, when I seen you did, you and Leslie, y'all really
bounced the Greg
together. Yeah, y'all did good.
And you can see that her career is still starting from those tootlish and that experience back then on what she's doing now. On TV and the commercials everything.
I look at Big Leslie. I'm like, she still go by Big Leslie?
Yeah.
Okay. I look at her. I can remember me and Big Leslie talking on the phone and her just really trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out.
And trying to get on. That's like what you said earlier. You never know who God gonna bless.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
Never know. She didn't ever think it.
No.
She never had no kind of way. She was trying to.
And I look up and I'm like, damn, Big Leslie on Saturday Night Live. You know what I mean?
Saturday Night Live.
I can remember just her trying to figure it out and trying to get in where she fit in, and you know,
and now Eddie loves her.
Yeah,
Eddie'll put her in anything.
Really? Well, he put her in Coming.
And she killed in Coming to America to me. And so Leslie, but you know what? Her journey and how hungry she was, and how blessed. See, God of this. See, I hate to go. You know, I will go church on y'all.
No, go ahead. This is the Holding Court podcast. We do it all. Go ahead. Take us to church.
I will. You stupid. So, my mama always tell me. She said, if nobody will help you, God will personally come down and help you.
Yeah.
This is how I've been surviving.
Mm-hmm.
Because God personally comes down and helped me. And people, when God set me down. And this, to only people that spiritual can receive this, I actually was talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is no joke. And I ain't no drugs and nothing. I'm really, it is who it is.
Now I see your pupils. You good.
Yeah,
you sober right now.
I know drugs when I see them.
Yeah, right. you know better than me because we had a high motherfucker come up in here. But go ahead.
Well, you understand, rolling on some shit. Well, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I tell people is you never know, and if you're not still, see, you can be moving so much that
I know
you
how to peace be still. Peace be still,
boy. So you got a little church in you. A
little bit.
Yeah, you ain't just slap motherfuckers for no reason.
Nah,
you know, it came with a spiritual slap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's what my whole walk is right now.
Mm-hmm.
My whole walk is God didn't set me down for a reason. You know, I always say this on my social media that God didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Mm-hmm.
He still got something for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me slanging the jokes, it's me acting, it's me, because I'm a changed person than where I was back then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, nigga, I fucks with everybody. I used to be looking at you, nigga, you ain't talented, nigga, what the fuck is you in here for?
Damn.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, G, you probably don't even know the first time we met. I remember it, but I was with Cat Williams, and I met you at Robbie Reed's
house
on the 4th of July.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, you.
I think you was fresh out here. Yeah, we was outside in the backyard.
Yeah,
and you was fresh out here. I think, and
you,
I was too.
You had a very nice sport jacket on. Like you was really working. And
what you made him with the long hair?
Yeah.
I had the long hair
before all of this.
Yeah,
he wasn't this strong looking, but
right.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
He wasn't this strong.
Yeah,
looking.
I
now,
was.
He
didn't,
he going. Really too.
Yep.
And but that's where I saw you at with Cat. Yeah. Me and Cat was really cool then.
Yeah, yeah.
And Robbie loved Cat.
Yeah, for
love,
sure.
Love Cat. Sure. And Robbie was one of the influencers in my life too, mm-hmm. when I was out here. I gotta give credit where it's due. You know, because there's a lot of people that's like, I ain't made it, and they get angry.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't me, man.
Right.
You know, because...
But I wouldn't say that you haven't made it, though.
I can't say I ain't never made it. I've been on a lot.
Yeah.
But have I got that where I can just take trips, you know, and I pull up in that...
Yeah.
You pull up in that kind of car, which that don't mean shit. But when you own apartment buildings, like
right.
my boy Mike owned strip malls.
Yeah.
That motherfucker out... He showed me, he FaceTimed me. This nigga was building a house.
Yeah.
I like... Building a house?
I mean, bruh, I own.
Limba Chicken Chamin, Retra, aka Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, aka Dati Tuzawadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
I know you, but you know
what I'm saying?
But see, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is you really, I mean, I get what you're saying. Uh-huh. I totally get it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Maybe you haven't reaped the financial
benefits.
You know, rewards that mm-hmm. you're looking to do. But mm-hmm. I mean, you've been in some big ass movies. I made a lot of stages.
Yeah, I touched a lot of stages. I made
And
some
you touched
money.
A lot of people. Think
and
about how many people you done made laugh.
I totally agree. I made a lot of people laugh. I made some money. Have I made that money where you know, where like, mama buy your crib or...
Right, right.
But that's all coming.
Yeah.
You know, I always believe my faith is strong enough.
Yeah.
My talent is still, I'm still sharp at this game. I mean, I call myself like the LeBron in this comedy game. You know what I mean? I can still do this shit at a high level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always say that, you know, I see these young cats and I'm like, you know, I'm next. You know that, right?
So let me ask you, because we did I Got the Hook Up together, right?
Yeah.
And P, he cast that with a lot of social media
cats,
comics.
Uh-huh.
So you being, I know me and you got to be around the same age, but you know, you didn't come from the social media era.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about the social media, Instagram comics,
Facebook cats?
Compared to stand up, like from
where
what
we
you
came
know
from.
Be, yeah.
Where
How
I
do
came,
you feel about? You
well,
know,
I feel that, you know, times and change.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the times and change. I feel that, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's like what I was saying earlier. You know, are we still using flip phones?
Mm-hmm.
No. Are comics up on stage smoking a cigarette like Red Fox?
Yeah.
Kill you motherfuckers.
Right.
No.
Right.
comedy has changed and has revolved into social media.
Yeah.
And so those quick seconds, they didn't build an audience.
Right.
And you either gonna play the game,
mm-hmm.
or they gonna play you.
Right.
And that's why them cats is making so much money.
Yeah.
That's why these cats are on tour.
You got motherfuckers like DC Young Fly.
He's really getting paid.
You know what I mean? Shout out to DC Young Fly.
Shout out to DC Young Fly.
Yeah.
And all you can do as a vet comedian, do you say, oh, I'm a vet. I ain't gonna change. I ain't gonna evolve. I'm not gonna step my game up. And then they look at you like, mm-hmm. look at the OG. What's up, OG? And you like, you see this nigga go on stage and he destroys.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. So my thinking of that, I'm gonna compete with you.
Right.
Now I might not compete with you with the followers,
mm-hmm.
but motherfucker, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm next. I learned this from Said the Entertainer. He said, no matter how many laughs you get, what you say on stage, motherfucker, you next.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a fuck where your laughs come from. Motherfucker, you get to laugh at the shit I'm getting ready to say. I don't give a fuck what you just blew up that stage. Then you can flip that bitch over.
Yeah.
And my attitude to the game, this is probably why I survived so long. Like, nigga, that was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But here I come.
Yeah.
And that's been my thing. That's why I was able to host a tour with a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Me being the older dude hosting a millennial tour. You hear what I just said?
Yeah.
The tour is called Millennial.
Yeah.
Nigga, they was calling me Uncle G out in that bitch. But they knew they couldn't fuck with
yeah.
the segment that I did called Sit Your Ass Down. To go in that audience where they ain't coming to see you.
Yeah.
It was the 10th show when niggas was YouTube and all the shit that me destroying cats in the audience. It started getting YouTube and started getting followers and the whole nine. Yeah. They said, so now when I would walk through the audience, they were like, oh, you the dude. Sit your ass down. Now they waiting on that part
yeah.
of the show.
Yeah.
How I started that sit your ass down, how I started it was, I started with the 90s block party with Teddy Riley and them. So Teddy, after them 112s to go up and kill the stage, they would try to do an intermission.
Mm-hmm.
And once they do an intermission, the crowd wouldn't come back. So I said, no, nah, fuck that. They got to see Teddy Riley now and Aaron Hall. They got to mm-hmm. see Guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to go out in the audience. I'm going to make sure that they don't leave. And that's how I started. And I started telling them.
Sit your ass down.
I started telling niggas, sit it down, sing, do this, that, and the third. And how I got all that from my experience on doing warm-up on TV shows.
Yep.
And I just transformed that to the big ass audience.
Yeah.
So now the show became the show. So now they waiting on it. Now motherfucker, the stage manager and the promoter, like, G, is your segment.
Yeah.
Go on out there, you got 25 minutes. And motherfucker, the it was so big, nobody left.
Mm-hmm.
It got so big where the arenas started saying, we're not making no money. Mm-hmm. On the millennial tour because nobody's coming to the concession stand.
Damn, because you're making them sit their ass down.
I'm not only making them sit down, they don't want to leave
because
they want to see who I'm going to kill next.
Yeah.
So all the shit is on the drumatron and they got these cameras following me so you can see them motherfuckers on the thing. So it was that, it was a real production.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you can just, what the fuck is he doing? No, motherfucker, you see it just like you see the concert.
Yeah.
And that started it. And so I took it to the millennial tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that it took it to a whole nother level.
Let me ask you something. I'm a transition a little bit.
Transition.
What you think about Kwame Brown?
I heard about that.
What you think about that?
I I'm a basketball buff.
Okay, I know. I know you follow sports.
So I follow sports. I know about golf and all that. I play.
And
golf.
I don't. Yeah, you can you play golf? Did you do golf beef?
I did golf beef.
Okay.
Yeah, I golfed with them with Percy.
Percy.
And all
yeah, big Percy.
Red Grant, all of them. I play ball.
Can Grant play? Because he be out there.
Red can play.
Okay.
Jay Phillips can play.
Okay.
A lot of comics. Ralph Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of comedians. Said the Entertainer can play. It's a lot of comics that take that golf shit.
Yeah.
They don't just have the outfit on. They really can hit the ball.
I never went to the golf beef, but I see y'all do it every year.
It's a beautiful thing in gambling.
Yeah.
Motherfucker be Venmoing people their money right there. Motherfucker be PayPaling. Hey, bro, PayPal that old. And I ain't talking about where you get it at the end.
Yeah.
If I beat you that hole, I want my money in. So golf beef is a motherfucker. So Kwame... He never really was a good player.
Okay.
Facts.
He never really was.
Okay.
He got a real break. That means somebody was really praying for him to go to the league.
Yeah. Michael Jordan basically handpicked him, right?
Put him right there in the position that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from having a good spirit. See, that's what I say about social media cats. Will it sustain? See, you can get all this, but will it sustain?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where the talent comes in.
Right, right.
That's how you sustain it.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. That's why Eddie ain't never got to do another motherfucking movie, because that nigga is the king.
Right.
I mean, to do a whole, all them characters, and can really act.
Right.
Jamie, he ain't got to do that shit. Them motherfuckers, so what I said about Kwame, he never really had it.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows it. See, don't nobody know like you know. You can fake it.
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers do, too.
A lot of people fake it until they say, come on back out here.
Yeah.
And then who can still play is Vince Carter. Mm. I saw that motherfucker that's dunking the studio in a plaid suit, and it looked like it was that hard material. It wasn't that... I saw him dunking that in a plaid suit. So the whole Kwame situation, you know, he know what it was. That's why he didn't really say that.
But what I'm saying is, with his reaction, him going at Charlamagne, him going at everybody so hard. Now, do you think that
was he the one going at Matt Barnes the other day?
Yeah. Becky with the good hair.
A mistake.
Yeah, Becky with the good hair.
Yeah,
that's what he was calling him. So I'm saying that's what he called Matt Barnes.
That ain't to be played with.
Matt Barnes from SAC.
I know, right? I knew you.
And a real hood dude. I play golf with.
Okay.
And Matt was one of the ones that wanted his money right away.
So do you think that Kwame had a point, though, to, like, basically what he was saying is, what I got out of it, the message was that black people in general deal with each other so heavy-handedly.
Yeah.
And especially in media. We're so quick to tear each other down.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
I thought, but he just did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did him, so he came and did them.
Right.
So it was like, you shot at me?
Yeah.
Load up the truck. I'm about to come and shoot all of y'all.
Yeah, that nigga launched some fucking...
Atomic
bombs.
And it was almost coming out of desperation that me try to... Because he faded into the back. I mean, that motherfucker went into that... You know, if you saw The Simpsons, that motherfucker went into that green grave.
You talk about the meme?
Yeah.
You get exactly what I'm talking about.
Where he's sinking to the...
That motherfucker sunk into that green grass so quick. And basically, he was trying to make a name again for himself, but they like, we know your name.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we as black people, we do go at each other very hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes it's uncalled for.
I agree because, you know, I deal with some of the shit from my hometown. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, most of your hate comes from...
From your hometown. Where you're from. Don't let me get started on that.
Yeah,
now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know if we got enough show for us to talk about how St. Louis... man, let me tell you something. They made me this strong.
Yeah.
St. Louis is a motherfucker.
Your hometown.
My hometown.
Yeah.
But they also was the ones that made me like, nigga, get your... Man, I remember this, and I got a lot of stories. Yeah. You know,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let me just say this. I was promoting shows in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Before I started doing stand-up, I was promoting them. Mm-hmm. I was doing them big. I hooked up with this cat called Robin Tate. He owned Contemporary. They the ones who produce... They the ones that put the money up. Listen to me. You're hearing it live on Holding Court.
Mm-hmm.
They the ones that put the money up for the Kings of Comedy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's called Temporary Production. Mm-hmm. Robin Tate. I don't know where Robin Tate at right now. They put up the money. So they allow me to promote shows in all their venues in St. Louis for free. Long as I pack them. And I was selling them out.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I got my money to come out here.
Yeah.
To St. Louis.
Oh, you was eating.
I was eating. I had money.
Yeah.
I was doing the Fox Theater, selling the Fox Theater out 4,500 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about $45 a ticket. I was going to the box. I was getting checks. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Checks.
Real checks.
Real checks. Nick bought all kinds of shit. Well, anyway, I was doing those shows and how bad St. Louis started treating me. Now I want to host them.
Yeah.
This is when I started. Now I'm on a host.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I took my black ass on stage. And I had a beauty shop. Yeah, I was getting money.
You owned a beauty shop?
I owned a beauty shop.
I own one, too, in Atlanta.
15 chairs. I had a beauty shop, nails, spa.
I lost my shit. Did your shit work out?
worked out.
Oh, my shit didn't work out. I lost my shit.
Ended up selling.
Don't Gorilla Black got a salon too or something
like
that?
Yeah, Gorilla Black got one. And
must be the business.
It's big business. It was big business when I was doing it because we was doing curls for 1995. This is how big it was.
Talking about white folks. Carefree, white folks.
Lesser silk curls. Okay. Lying around the corner. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I hosted a show at this place called the Westport Playhouse. It was in the Round.
Mm-hmm.
And I had DL, Faison Love, and some more. DL, Faison Love, no, Chocolate. This comedian named Chocolate. I had Chocolate. And what happened, I sold the tickets, most of the tickets. We sold our two shows, 1,500 seats.
Mm-hmm.
I sold all of them through my beauty shop. Mm-hmm. They would just come up to the beauty shop, commercials, beauty shop, and they were selling them out. I sold the tickets, so I'm on stage hosting. And this one dude that I sold the tickets to sitting right up front, and he was like, man, get your bitch ass off the stage, nigga. You ain't funny. You horrible. I'm like, hey, Craig, nigga, I sold you those tickets. Man, what DL at? Man, get your ass. This is how hard St. Louis was on my ass.
Damn.
I like, I might not be able to host these shows. Hey, man, when I tell you that motherfucker ran me off that goddamn stage in St. Louis. So I said I wasn't going back to St. Louis until I kind of made it.
Yeah.
Because they ran me. I got ran from out of there, ran from out of here to go back there.
Yeah.
To try to get it together. So I finally went back home to St. Louis. And I went back home, and it was years later.
Yeah.
Went back home with Mike Epps. Mike said, you want to come to St. Louis? I said, yeah. Took me to the Fox Theater. And that motherfucker who ran me off the stage at my own show years ago,
yeah,
ran into that country motherfucker. He had on some straight bullshit, you know.
You fired his ass up.
I didn't even get a chance to get into my set. I said, Craig, nigga, you got some good seats. You ain't going to want to sit on them after I get done. Man, I tore his ass up. I didn't even do no jokes. I stayed on him the whole time.
Yeah.
That nigga would try to get backstage to be a fan. When I tell you, I told the security, I don't even want to see that nigga. I don't want to see him.
Where Craig at now?
I don't know where Craig at. I think he's
somewhere down bad, fucked
up. No, he probably stealing PPP loans. Like the rest of these motherfuckers out here in these streets. Stealing the government career to come get him. So that's been my life, man. Yeah. You know, a lot of, like I said, when you see somebody and you're like, oh, wow. They never know what that person been through.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Motherfucker don't give up.
Nah, yeah. Nah.
You know, that was nice.
So, one thing that I say, bro, is you. It's never no sympathy for winners.
Nah.
Winners don't get no sympathy, nah. Bro. None.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. As long as you winning, if you even look like you winning, man, listen.
That's all right, though. You winning, though.
But here's the funny part, though, with that. They always want you to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But motherfucker, you the one that was just talking. Come on, man. Let me go on the road with you, man. I got a dude right now talking about, can he go on the road with me? And I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't got no road money for you.
Yeah.
This money is for me. And but he my boy, and I'm thinking about, but he don't do stand-up. He just want to be on the road. I like, I don't.
What's he do?
Huh?
What's he do? He just want to roll.
He just want to be on the road and get a check. Like, yeah. He want to. Whoever but, be on the road with Cedric and Mike and all them, yeah. He want to be them to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Nah.
So he just want to be a roadie. That nigga's just.
He want to be a roadie. He want to iron shirts. And he want to go get my bags. He want to rent what's the car? He want to get the car.
The Sprinter?
No, he want to rent the car in the city.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So yeah. Whatever car for you can drive you around in. He want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, car service.
He want to get the car service. Yeah, he want to do that. He want to go to the room and get the other money, the other half. And I'm like, dude, you ain't even that big to go do all that. Like, them niggas might not even give me the money if I send you in the room to go get my money.
You ran into somebody trying to bully you out here?
Oh, yeah. I had a few niggas that tried to bully G-Thang.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, because, nigga, I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Got all the guns, got everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but see... But because they take your weakness, your kindness for weakness.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I noticed that too. You know, working out here in Hollywood, you know, people get comedians fucked up.
Yeah.
Just because you funny.
Because you crack jokes.
They think you a hoe.
They think that you ain't gonna do that.
Some of these comedians is really with the bullshit.
Hey, dog. Some of these niggas are definitely
like even with Charlie Murphy. Rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. Charlie beat Murphy your was ass. A gangster. You know what I'm saying?
You fuck with Eddie, Charlie will knock on your door.
Yeah, yeah.
And put some. I'm gonna tell you another nigga that ain't for that bullshit is Mike.
Yeah.
Mike will shoot you.
Yeah.
Niggas think Mike in Indiana now with all them little hoodlum little niggas right now. I just watched Mike on his page. Mike got so many little young niggas. What's up, nigga? I'm like, Mike, nigga, get.
Yeah.
Why you going live, nigga? I'm on the phone, Mike. Hey, man, I see the guns on the niggas.
Yeah, man.
Mike ain't about that. Mike ain't for that bullshit. He for that respect. And if you disrespect him, he will.
But for some reason, you know, to try to get that unemployment, man, when I tell you.
Go ahead and do that. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, that shit funny. But that whole thing, man, you know, like I said, it's some cats is out here about that life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think low-key D-Ray, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he from Chicago.
He carried a certain kind of way, you know, for comics, you know what
and
I mean?
And not only that.
I would think it would be naive to think that comics ain't with the shit, though. Because if you're really into comedy, you know a lot of comics have, like, some real mental issues. Like,
yes. Well, they's the ones that go through it the most.
Yeah.
And not only do they not go through it the most, you know, they will, you know, like I said, they will try you. Some comics, you know, will try certain cats.
Yeah.
You know, if you ain't prepared for it, you know, like I said, me coming from St. Louis out here and by myself, kind of, but they didn't know I wasn't really by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had already built relationships.
Yeah, right, right.
Out here with some real motherfucking goons. And I ain't even ready to put that out there, but I got some real, a lot of niggas say they do.
Let me ask you, who's your top five?
Comedians?
Yeah. If you had to pick, top five.
Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I fucking love Earthquake. Mike, Dave Chappelle, and nigga, I love some more.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to some more. I had to get some ladies up in there.
I had to get a lady up in there. I love some more. I got a longer list.
Yeah, that's just five.
But that's the five.
Let me ask you, what do you think about Rodney Dangerfield?
Was a monster.
Yeah.
Was a real monster.
Because he's in my top five.
Oh, my God.
But a lot of motherfuckers be, you know.
But look at Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Who was just assassin.
Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck he called you an N-word or whatever.
Right.
He'll say it in your face.
It's a different era of comedy back then.
It's a different era. Because
you had, what was that white guy? Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah,
Andrew Dice Clay was a beast. Yeah, he's one of my favorites, too.
And got put out of a lot of shows. He was talking about chicks back then.
Yeah.
Hell, hickory dock.
Then he had that cigarette move, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit where
this dick was, this bitch was sucking my cock.
Yeah.
I like, Andrew Dice was a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They banned him off of Saturday Night Live. The women on there didn't even want to come on there and perform because he was too bad.
Yeah.
But it's some bad cats.
What about George Carlin?
The reason why I didn't really fuck with George Carlin is because he didn't believe.
Mm-hmm. He was an atheist.
He was an atheist.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I didn't, after that, I didn't want to hear nothing else he had to say.
Yeah.
Not judging.
Yeah.
I mean, but I just come from, you know.
Yeah.
You know, then you got.
We come from the Bible Belt.
Come from the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you got your Red Fox.
Yeah, Red
Fox.
Would
it have been better if he was more agnostic? Like he didn't know. You know what I mean?
There's that would have worked out better.
There's a difference.
Yeah, he wanted to learn.
Yeah.
Or he was just, I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was more like.
But I mean, so that's like Bill Maher.
Bill Maher's another one of them.
Yeah.
The only thing is with Bill Maher, he makes a joke out of it. He ain't as serious as old boy was with it. I still don't fuck with him like that. But he a Democrat, so he kinda, and he hate Trump.
Yeah.
So with any motherfucker to go that route with it, I took 50 half dozen in one hand.
All right, but you're a comedian, so let me hear your take on it though, because I just saw Kodak and Wayne and all them posting about loving Trump.
Well, that's because he gave him a pardon.
No, I know, but overall, is it just that or like what's?
I think Kodak mean that shit.
But here's the funny part:
he mean that shit.
Black community. Are they going to accept them?
Who, Kodak?
Kodak and Lil Wayne.
Kodak, yeah. because he's a different age. You know, he's with the generation.
Well, you won't know until you do a concert. Yeah. That's when you'll know.
Nah, it's Kodak. His crowd, them motherfuckers don't care. These kids, they wild.
They don't give a damn.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't even vote anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Did you vote? Who, well, you a Democrat. I follow you, so.
For real.
Yeah. I you mean, into politics? Like
heavily.
Yeah?
Took it in school.
So do you, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, okay.
Debate with anybody. I can date with a conservative. I date with a liberal sometime, which I'm a liberal.
So let me ask you, did you feel like
I was about to ask that.
Yeah.
What? Really?
The difference. There's a difference.
It's a difference. Yeah.
There's a difference because I think, all right, so now we're going to get deep. I took a lot of poli sci too.
There we go.
I think there's a difference because I think Democrats today, more centrist.
Yes.
And so now you have like extreme right.
Yeah.
And right.
Yeah.
And Democrats are also kind of right.
Could, yeah.
And then you have the progressives, which seems left to me.
Will go really on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's the AOCs and all of them.
I love her, too. Yeah.
Those are all those progressives.
Yeah.
And then you got the centrists.
I'm going to shoot my shot,
AOC. And the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
Like Biden.
Yeah.
Biden trying to bring us all together.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You know what? I'm an interesting Democrat, because this is what I say about me. I live Republican, but I vote Democrat, but I think independent.
That's all right.
You feel me?
I ain't mad at you on that.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as you ain't in a cult.
Nah, I don't know.
I think a lot of us coming from where we come from are more conservative, though, because you talk about gun rights.
Yep.
Carrying
guns. I need
guns,
my guns. Yep.
Not wanting people to mess with your money.
Nah, right. I need my money.
Those are very conservative values. It's the blatant racism that fucks that part.
And that's what's hurting conservatism now. That's what's hurting real conservatives.
Yep.
I'll tell you the first time I was, now we're not, but this is real. First time I was able to vote was in the 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Bush-Gore.
Bush-Gore.
But before it was Bush-Gore, it was Bush-McCain primaries. Mm-hmm. And that's not the crazy McCain with Palin. That was like the first time he was making.
Well, he ran against Barack then in 08.
No, I'm talking 2000. I'm talking in
2000. Yeah. McCain ran again?
No, he was running as vice president.
He was running against.
He was running to be president.
He was running to be president.
He did run again.
He was twice?
He ran twice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he never got the nominee.
But he made sense in 2000. I never thought like a Republican would make sense to me. And in 2000, I read his platform. And I was like, you know, this shit don't sound.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Because again, mm-hmm. I think the Democrats are more in the center now. And I think McCain was close to that. Because you see, him and Biden were buddies.
They was real buddies.
Yeah. Real
that's
buddies.
Why that's why Sidney voted for him. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those politics that he had in the early 2000s are kind of the same that Biden has today.
And here's the funny part with the conservatives.
The Republicans let
people party. Like, you know, people like black people get mad at black conservatives.
Yeah.
But they did have, they got some real core values that they believe in.
Right.
It's when you start being a hypocrite.
Right.
And endorsing against your own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like right now, the Republicans is, because I put them all in the boat now, they trying to suppress the vote.
Yeah, right. I see
but
that.
But I don't mind, because we can fight voters' rights. We can fight you suppressing the vote. But what I got a problem with is that you trying to pick the electorates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me break that down to you. They trying to pick. If we don't like that count,
mm-hmm.
we can pick it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what that was the bullshit Trump was saying.
And now they're trying to make that a law.
He was calling down to Georgia going, can't we just change
that? Can you just give me 11,800 votes? That's fine. And then just say
he said, find them for
me. Yeah, find them.
We can recalculate.
Yeah, that's some cold
slick shit.
Hey, cold shit.
That's
yeah.
some slick shit. Hey, Cork, can you find me?
But you know what? I kind of take on the position of who said it.
I hope, but maybe.
Hold on.
Tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Let me say this. I kind of take on the position of, I think it was Chris Rock who said it. Who said that I it's hard for me to pick a side before I even hear the issue. Because like he said, it's just common sense that certain issues I may be conservative on. Certain I may be liberal on.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just not across the board. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when you talk about abortion and then you
it's
talk
a whole
about.
Lot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
that's like, why you just can't think one way.
Right. Right.
But see, here's the problem, though. This is like an old saying. I don't know where I picked it up from. But I know it's been around for a long time. They said, Democrats have to fall in love. Republicans just fall in line.
Fall in line.
Like, mm-hmm. so when you're going in an election, the hard part is the Democrats will just rip their own people apart.
Yeah.
Because we have to fall in love with the candidate.
Yeah, we gotta love you.
You gotta show Harris to us, and we gotta believe
all
in
of that.
First yeah. black woman.
Yeah, right. We gotta see all of that.
Right.
Because if we ain't in love, fuck them.
Yeah.
As so it's a, not as really a, about the policies.
It's about
you got to fall in love with the whole platform.
You got to fall in love with everything that they stand for.
This is why
they can't slip nothing.
This is why the Republicans are so strong. They fall in line because all them Republicans were scared of Trump. They didn't agree. I'm going to say outright, not every single one of them agrees, and you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, "But it's a gang, right?" They're like, "Fuck it, we riding with them,
right?" Right.
Yeah. And are they scared of him or his voters?
I think it ain't he him. Represents that.
Yeah. He represents those voters.
I think it's both though, because Trump got pulled.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
He only got poor as far as his voters.
But no, even behind that, even outside of that, Trump is a businessman. Trump a gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Is he really?
He is, really.
He's a con artist.
He's a con artist more than a gangster.
Trump a gangster. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't think that Trump play dirty. You don't think that he lean on these motherfuckers behind.
But is that not the same as a con artist playing dirty?
Totally the same as
well,
a
con artist. Well, con artist and gangster
a little
bit different.
But here's how you know you gangster.
Mm-hmm.
You gangster when you stand up to Putin. Mm-hmm. That's gangster.
Mm-hmm.
You gangster when you like, motherfucker, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
When you match up with someone your same size or bigger.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's when you gangster. Yeah. You don't kowtow to another country.
But is he now we talking about is he being gangster or is he being a hustler? You know what I mean?
Well, how can he hustle them?
No, but I'm saying he in bed with Putin. There's other back end deals and money shit
totally
going
on
in all of that. You know
I
what
totally
I mean?
Agree with
so
you.
So he gonna placate to Putin and all that shit because it's some back room shit going on.
Well, you
on
heard it first on the
Hold the court.
Yeah. I only do that for the TV camera.
Yeah.
You heard it first. Trump going to jail.
Probably. You think
so? And I'm gonna tell you what I mean by that. Because this government, this DOJ, see, they don't know how gangster Biden really is. That old dude ain't no punk.
Nah.
That old dude saying what he's saying on camera, but he's saying, go get that motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. I mean, I'm going to give y'all a, for one.
Exclusive.
Keisha James out of New York ain't fucking with him. Shy Vance,
mm-hmm.
not fucking with him.
AOC ain't been fucking with him since she came in.
But here's the funny part with that. You have never seen two prosecutors from two different states, two different districts, come together to get one motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And now, to get his tax returns the way they did, mm-hmm. they've been siphoning through those millions of mm-hmm. documents. Yeah. They're going to get him on the smallest shit, man.
Mm. They finally got his tax returns, though?
Oh, yeah. Cy Vance been going through his taxes.
Okay.
Tax shit for almost a year now.
Damn.
See, I think they met. The conservative party ain't going to let him go to jail. You got that whole party and that power and that infrastructure to allow them to arrest them and prosecute them. Like, man, there's a lot of people
but they
were in cahoots.
But here the deal is, they're not in charge.
They're not in charge. But
see, you got to be. See, the way he ran Bill Barr.
But I feel like Pelosi and all them is too centrist to go after.
Well, they don't have to go after them no more.
Yeah.
This is the DOJ. See, the difference is the DOJ not even fucking with them. You know what they doing? They allowing Shy Vance and Tisha, the black.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name, though.
They allowing them to press them. Mm-hmm. They letting all the warrants, they letting all the pressure go through. Barr blocked all of that. See, to have a new DOJ, letting all that shit go through.
Yo, by the way, he might be a gangster, actually, now that I think about
it. Because
think about how gangster it was to be like, the FBI's investigating him, and he was like, I'm firing the head of FBI.
That's what I'm telling you.
That shit was crazy.
Let me tell you something.
Trump, now he's ignorant, but he's a gangster.
Let me tell you how dangerous that was. Now, I don't even like to talk like this. He corrupted all of those agencies, the CIA, the FBI, Homeland. He corrupted all of them, mm-hmm. even the post office. He made them all fucked up.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something why you don't fuck with the FBI. The FBI is straight killers. They know how to kill you. That's why they named the building J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a little story, and this is documented.
Mm-hmm.
When Bobby came up to J. Edgar Hoover and the way they was treating his brother, who the brother was the president,
mm-hmm.
Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
he said, you don't talk to me this way. I'm your boss. And he was the DOJ. He was in charge of the He was the man. Mm-hmm. He was the attorney general. He went up to J. Edgar Hoover and said, you know, he got smart. He said, you just do what I tell you to do. I'm your boss. And J. Edgar Hoover looked at him like this. Okay. They killed him a week later.
Yeah, right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him a week later.
Because mm-hmm. J. Edgar Hoover.
And who did not tell him not to be in that convertible? Who didn't tell Kennedy mm-hmm. that was a great idea?
Right. Right.
Oh, in Dallas, yeah.
Come on, man.
They took all of them out.
So you
took
feel
them all out,
so you feel like the feds is building the case. They taking their time building the case on the orange guy.
Because they it got to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But when it come.
Because the feds got a, what, 90-something, you know, conviction rate. So when they come.
When they come after you.
They usually got you.
They usually got the proof.
Mm-hmm.
I think globally it was sent a good. I mean, we should be saying it on pocket. But it was sent a good message to say that, like, as a country. We realized he was wrong. Like,
absolutely. That's what does it say?
Yeah.
Because you know what I can appreciate? Now we're way off of comedy, but what I can appreciate with like countries like Germany, now we're just talking about history shit. Like, it's ran by a woman. First of all, a lot of people don't think a woman could run a country.
Yeah, absolutely.
She runs it phenomenally. Yeah. She believes in climate change. She
absolutely.
Believes in science.
Everything.
And she
shows,
also right. believes in saying, yeah, we fucked up as a country before.
Yeah.
Like, we have fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
And then she'll go out and say, remember when we did A, B, C, and D?
Absolutely.
Goddamn, we fucked up. Yeah. Let's fix it. I don't think America
never done it.
I don't think America's ever had a white politician come in and be like, man, y'all remember slavery though? White folks?
Well, they like, well, here's the funny part.
They're
saying it now.
They'll skate over it.
Yeah, but you got a lot more white people.
It's a difference between, you know, saying some shit and then being proactive to actually try to correct it.
Yeah.
That, no.
You well, I don't think that we got to that point yet, but I do think that some of the white people, thank God for them making a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were more out there marching for George Floyd than black people.
You think so?
Hell yeah, it was more white people out there. I saw them goddamn people. It was two white Black Lives Matter people that the little young Dylan Roof killed. They weren't black.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was two.
There was two white people.
Yeah.
And then that the dude, the Wisconsin shooter also was shot a white guy.
Yeah.
In the Black Lives Matter
movement. In the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
Kyle, whatever his name was.
Kyle Ruckins. Yeah. Rukin, whatever his name is.
Whatever the fuck his name
is. So, I mean, are we far away from it? Yes. We so far away. But, I mean, like I said.
So, let me ask you.
Once you kill the head off the snake, all that crumbling.
So, let me ask you this. Do you think that we'll ever get reparations? You think that's a real thing?
I think it's coming.
Lifetime?
I think it's coming.
In our lifetime,
yeah,
we'll see it.
I think it's coming. I think that we're getting close to. They talking about it more.
Mm-hmm.
At first, they would bring that shit up like, "Motherfucker, reparate, nigga, what? You ain't getting a damn dime. That wasn't my father."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nigga. Now they like.
So what do you think that looks like? Reparations for us?
Like, well, what it'll look like is if you know, just like a stimulus check.
How much? What's the dollar?
Well,
amount?
We don't know that yet. It won't be $40.
No, I'm saying, what would you? What?
Yo,
what do you think?
Can
would
we
be
talk
fair?
About that? Can we talk about that as a country, bro? Like, what? You're a comedian. That had to be funny to you.
Oh my
what
God.
The stimulus check?
The whole world shut down. Other countries are paying people part time salaries and
everything.
Shit. The government said we're gonna slide you this $1,200.
$14.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't know if we're gonna get it to you if we don't win this election.
I'm telling you, in South LA, rent be $1,400 and like
easily
crazy. Yeah,
that's
I mean,
a
do
month.
You know how long
that took care of a month of?
Do you know how fast that $14? And when people saw a direct deposit in their account, because I know some people who got it.
Yeah,
and they was like, Nick.
Did you see Walmart put TVs on sale the same
day? Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm talking about wow. And it was the whole 1400, but
they put flat screens on sale, ran ads and shit.
$13.99.
They wanted all your money.
They knew.
And they knew that. And then
there's an influx of cash coming to the Walmart market.
I'm talking about the way they did, you know, they directed deposit the $1,400 in your account after you already had spent that four months ago.
Yeah.
You know, I just think. And see, this is where the conservatives and the Republicans are mad at. They didn't want Biden to pass this big plan
mm-hmm.
because it's saying that black people are people who's getting these checks ain't going to work.
Right.
Now, we still in a pandemic, but what Biden did was he said, I'm a squash the virus and then we'll be able to go back to work.
Right.
That's why you see stadiums.
Right.
I was trying to tell a comedian, I'm like, I ain't going to take the shot. And I'm like, motherfucker, the reason why you on tour now?
Yeah.
It's because it's shots in arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Real talk.
And it's, shit is opening back up. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wouldn't have did
I'm
this
on a flight tonight because of it.
That part.
You know what I mean? I'm jumping.
I wouldn't have did this podcast and I ain't had shots in arms.
Yeah.
I would have said, nigga, you got a Zoom? I would do the same shit everybody else is doing. I'm not coming in. And the first I'm going to ask you, because I saw the podcast.
Yeah.
And then the motherfucker on this bitch had a mask on. I said, let me bring wipes. I brought wipes.
Well, you got wipes. You brought hand sanitizer, masks, and everything.
No, I was prepared. You understand me? I'm just as equally as prepared when I go on stage now.
Yeah.
I bring my own mic.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wipe the whole everything. It probably take me about to do the whole setup. About 3 minutes.
But you doing all that, I bet you still raw dogging though.
I am still with this one chick. I am. I'm trying to. She ain't text me back yet. I'm trying to.
So you make her wear a mask, facing the pillow, raw dogging.
Hard. but a good bust on the back. And
but it's a droplet disease, so she ain't even breathing.
Yeah, she's not breathing none of that. And I put a hot towel and I killed it right away. So
you and, gonna fuck around and have death by misadventure. And, she gonna have a mask on and the pillow and suffocate.
And here's the funny part about it is, nigga, when I was fucking her from the back, I still had my mask on. And because I didn't want no droplets, but then I was sweating. She said, I feel the sweat on me. I said, but just stand still. So it was kind of fucking awkward. My dick kept getting hard and soft because I had to go get wipes and wipe her down and the whole thing. This fucking took about 3 hours, but
you sanitized before?
No.
Sanitized the pussy and the back. I sanitized all of that. You know what I mean? You know, you ever had to sanitize a bitch before you fuck a nigga? It was a situation. But you still went raw.
Right. You did all that. You just did put all your that. Raw dick in there.
And, yeah. But then you put your raw dick in. But I sanitized my
dick. Fuck around, catch something you can't throw back.
No, I sanitized my dick, and I went in there with a little sanitizer.
Yeah, but that shit ain't going to help AIDS, though. You know AIDS is still around, right?
It ain't the number one on the show. But it's still around, though. Oh, yeah. This nigga with this car.
Hey, you just so fucking funny. You making me choke when I laugh. You know what I mean?
Hey, but that shit is real talk. I'm going to tell you something. Nigga, I'm really careful with the fucking... And nigga,
now, you see this nigga that turned his whole back to me. He's talking to me sideways.
He's scared. He's
talking away from me.
Nigga, I'm actually talking to the chairs outside now. Yeah. You know, but no, the real deal is, man, like, you know, and I ain't scared to tell y'all. Like, nigga, I just fucked. It's been 2 years. Mm-hmm. I was that afraid to have a bitch come to the crib. Like, yeah. It's been two. So.
Why were you so afraid?
Nigga, like because I saw niggas' lungs on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a lot of people that was just willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. Especially the young chicks. They was just out here, nigga, like,
mm-hmm.
Nigga, I ain't getting it. I'm like, mm-hmm. So.
I was married going through a divorce, so it's been about 2 years, too.
So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I asked the doctor. I said, well, can I fuck? I didn't say it like that, but they know I'm a comedian. Yeah. She said, well, because you was like, she said, she said, I ain't saying that you can't fuck. She didn't say that, but she said, I'm saying you can't have no people at the house. I'm like, bitch, what's the difference? Well, I'm going to fuck the chair. You know what I mean?
Shit, you could have just got a gory hole or something.
See, there you go with the bullshit. So
some of them comedy clubs.
I just had the little chick come over to the crib, and she was all about that life, too. It was like a conjugal visit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You bring them to the crib?
I brought her to. Well, she was the chick that I've been fucking.
Oh, she been down.
She already been down.
Hey, he's fresh, you know. He's new bachelor. Fresh you see, out. He like, you brought her to the crib?
Yeah, no, we don't
he
know
on some,
he on some real secret. Yeah. He know that his head still can show
he
up.
He on some fake number, fake name, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell, really?
Yeah. We don't go by governments.
Yeah,
as he's on the Holden Court podcast about to be aired everywhere.
Call me Junior.
As a matter of fact, and then he the only person on the Holden Court podcast that his face is blurred. Why are we talking?
Right.
I got that voice.
He got that voice. His face blurred out. Like he's talking to an FBI agent.
Yeah. August 12th.
It's a bitch on Tinder right now. Like,
I know this.
I know that voice.
I know that voice.
I know.
But no wonder. Why did he have his mask?
Producer Ken, he told me his name was.
Oh, I'll tell you some fucked up shit. They were working the comedy skit, though. While I was swiping through Tinder, I accidentally swiped on my ex-wife.
Oh, damn. She back out
she
in the
texted.
Street.
She texted about it. She said, you swiping? I said, he just trying to fuck. Swipe right.
Wow.
Just swipe wow. In. Swipe the other direction.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. And when I tell so I had her come over. She came over. We watched the Laker game. And, she was about it. Because I got on top of her with the mask on, you know, because I ain't seen her in a while.
It's a robbery.
Huh?
It was a robbery.
It was a robbery.
Looking like,
I was trying to rob that
looking like Darth Vader and shit.
So I actually had this mask on too. So I got on top of her, fell on the ass, and she was like, boy, what you doing? I said, is this sexual harassment? Because I want to know, because I got you on camera. You know, I want to put this shit out here. You know, and she started laughing. So then I grabbed her and took her on upstairs. And she was like, I love them kind of chicks that's about it. Like, nigga, I'm hearing ka-ka, click, click, click. And then my dick was like, well, hey, this is too fast. You know, like. And I can't do no foreplay because I got a mask on, so I can't kiss on your titties. I can't do nothing but move your hands. So it was weird, you know.
Shit, doing all that, bro, you could have just made a fifi or something. Fucking didn't have to deal with all that.
Made a what?
Oh, that's prison talk.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
You don't know? Okay, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, nigga. I know gangsters. Never mind. Nigga, I don't. Never mind. I ain't that nigga.
I've been too many prison people on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we had a lot of prison
yeah,
motherfuckers.
Nigga
said,
Fifi.
Yeah, you don't know what a Fifi is?
Let me write that down, nigga.
You know what a Fifi is?
No.
Yeah, it's the, you can make it in different ways. You know, you take some plastic, you get Vaseline.
I got a bitch pussy that she sent it to me.
A mold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's rubber and everything. One of my friends is...
You fucked that with a mask too?
No. back in the day, I used to fuck shit out of her. But, but it felt just like her pussy because I fucked her before. And I told her, I ain't going to tell you her name because you know her. And and I said, you know, I fucked your toy. She said, you nasty. I said, yeah, well, you know that's what I am. And she said, I said, bitch, it felt just like your pussy. And then I said, well, come over and bring some more of your toys over. She came over, brought some of her toys over. And nigga, I lived off of that.
You should have asked for the side-by-side comparison.
Oh, I did all of that.
Oh, okay.
Looked just like her shit, too.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Tight. She thrives on that her pussy never gets big. You know, she thrives on that pussy stays small. So I don't know.
It stays small because she fucking with small.
That's what she was trying to say. And I said, well, bitch, I said, hey, bitch, it's good to be, you know what dark-skinned niggas do. You understand me?
I'm about don't to fuck me, up your I'm, whole fit.
Yeah, I'm about to. You won't have to redo this little toy.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be redone. So,
I represent, you know, I'm dark-skinned adjacent. So, you know what I mean?
Here we go with the bullshit. Here we go. Jason, everybody everybody want to be dark-skinned. Let me tell you something. You niggas don't even come outside until it get light, you know, until the sun started saying, you touch on the door and say, hey, bro, it's still hot. I'm out there in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a field worker. Nigga, I didn't even think I can get another shade. Nigga, I have gotten darker.
You have. When I seen you, bro, when you came, I said, I figured maybe you'd been to Miami or some shit.
And I haven't. I've just been walking the streets. and the difference is walking the streets. I didn't think I can get another color. But now, this little comedian dude, I did this comedy show, and this is, I'm going to wrap it up on y'all because I'm doing way too much past the limit. And the little comedy dude going to say to me, he said, he was trying to crack jokes. He said, gee, you coming in with your mask on? I said, yeah, I don't trust you little young motherfuckers, man. He said, oh, I said, but I mean, I want to take it off. He said, yeah, but if you take it off, you know, you're going to take your whole face off. I said, oh, just them little young Instagram looking.
Yeah.
I said, oh. You got jokes, right? So you thought that was funny? Do it on stage, motherfucker. Let me see how funny you is on stage, because I'm going to be right up front booing your ass. And he said, oh, man, I'm just joking, OG. I said, nigga, I don't even know you. Are you even on this show? How you even get this close to me? This is how you got to talk to
him. So you basically fired his ass up right there.
Oh, man, I shot fires at him. And he didn't like, what was this about? I'm like, motherfucker, you up here trying to crack a joke on a nigga who you think I'm one of them OGs.
Yeah.
You think I'm an OG that ain't that.
Yeah, that's out of step.
That stick here.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, I said, nigga, these ain't the old Jordan. These new.
Yeah.
Now, I got a few more days to wear them because I'm getting older. I mean, I got to stop wearing them. If Jordan don't wear them no more, why the fuck am I still wearing them?
Yeah,
if Jordan older than me, why the fuck he ain't got them on?
Man, listen, I be telling these youngsters, you got to respect the OGs, man. We still know how to do what we used to do.
Man.
And we didn't get here by accident.
That part.
You know
like I said, like I said to a lot of cats, I mean, especially a lot of, you know, people that do what I do. You know, a lot of cats, young cats, comedians, like, oh man, you know, you going up?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, after you.
Yeah.
Going on up there.
Yeah.
And I'm coming right behind you.
Yeah.
Now do your best shit now, because the truth teller is coming next. And so I love when the young cats got that kind of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shit because it makes me work harder.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to go up and motherfucker, you got
Yeah,
booed.
For sure. Yeah, iron sharpen iron.
All right, but wait, so he did your top five, but we talked about D.C. He's doing his thing on an 85 South
yeah.
show. Yep. Carlos and...
Yep. Love Carlos. Love yeah. D.C.
And Chico, I think Chico on that show.
Chico.
So who's the top five on the rise for you? Like who?
Those three.
Yeah, they killing it.
Country Wayne.
Okay.
Yep.
I gotta fuck with Jess Hilarious because she making money. She in that little group.
Yeah.
Those are my five.
Mm-hmm.
Country Wayne, Jess Hilarious, DC Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean.
Man, you know
Chico Bean.
Chico Bean.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yo, Nick Cannon don't get enough credit for birthing some of these people.
He birthed all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He even got the white guy on SNL, the Mikey Day guy.
I think he birthed all of them.
Let me tell you, a lot of people sleep on Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon been a boss for a minute.
For years.
People talk that corny shit.
Yeah.
Nick been a boss for a minute.
A minute.
You know who started him?
Who that?
Will Smith.
Yeah. Okay.
Will got him on the Nickelodeon shows that he
was. I was going to say, I mean, because he was a Nickelodeon
kid. That was all Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will. That was Will's protege.
Yeah.
Will loved him because he thought because he wanted to rap. He was young.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was going to be like a young Fresh Prince. That's how Nick got, and Nick got some, and he put a lot of money. That's why he stayed blessed.
Yeah, exactly.
When you help others, you'll
That's what I love about Nick, exactly what you just said.
Yeah, man.
Him and Kevin Hart. That's why I brought
and
it up.
Help.
Well, didn't
because people talk shit about Kevin Hart, but I love how he put his people, going Kevin's back legit. To that.
All of them
in
working.
Position, bro.
Them Plastic Cup boys, man, they all.
I love that.
I just saw.
It ain't many teams that really carry it like that.
I just saw Naeem. Naeem had the newest new. I'm talking about. It didn't have 2021 on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think this bitch had 2022 on it. And it was the outside. Now, when do you know a motherfucker outside smell new?
Yeah.
This nigga had that kind of new. Yeah. I like these niggas living.
Yeah,
man. It's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Kevin Hart.
Shout out to all the Plastic Cup boys.
Listen, bro, what you got going on now? I mean, it's 2021.
I'm about to go back out on the road.
Masking up, you fucking bitches raw. What you got now?
I'm about to go back out on the road. I'm about to, the tour about to kick back up. The Millennial Tour is about, they rerouting all the dates for the tour. I'm staying out the way, but I'm writing now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot more TV writing. I'm working on another TV show compatible to grown folks.
Okay.
So me and Bentley Kyle Evans is doing that right now. So just, you know, just trying to stay, keep my hands busy. Just, you know, and keep the money coming in all kind of angles.
Right.
Because motherfucker can't go through this again.
Yeah.
If they shut the country down again, motherfucker, I can't be like
back at that Kinko's.
You're gonna be back at the Kinko's.
You can't be hiding from the, you know, from the banker. You know,
yeah.
But you know, the banker been by her today. Real damn.
Better start scamming, G. You know, that's the new thing.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't either. These motherfuckers smart. I was just talking with.
I just didn't know how to do it.
Back in the day, in our day, the hustlers just sold dope or robbed. These motherfuckers
it's too
know
much.
All kind of shit.
They know how to do it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
The blue collar way.
Yeah.
We just knew how to just rob.
That's what I'm saying.
Sell
couple
drugs,
rocks, couple of weed.
Yeah.
Shit, these motherfuckers.
Lookout cat.
These motherfuckers know how to. I don't even. Man,
I was a lookout cat in my neighborhood in St. Louis. And niggas like, gee, go over there. Make sure nobody don't come down the street, nigga. I was that nigga.
What was the code? Hootie who?
Nah, because that was St. Louis, nigga. Her. I think I don't know what it was. Her. Her. Nigga. Look out for her. Nah, it wasn't no hootie who, nigga. It was some country chicken wings type shit. But yeah, man.
Well, that's all good, bro. Well, man, I ain't gonna keep you, man. I'm glad. Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You a talented dude. You always been the same way ever since I met you almost 20 years ago.
Man.
You know what I mean? You remember when we kicked it up at the Playboy Mansion that one time?
Remember that?
Yeah.
We used to see each other all the time.
Yeah.
You was on the scene.
Yeah. It was me, you, and Slim.
We knew each other. Whatever. I didn't get the invite.
Nah, it was me, him, and Silk. Me, him, and Slim up at the Playboy Mansion one time.
That's when I was doing. That's when I was doing silk movies.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, I was Hot Boys.
Yeah,
I was doing them kind of movies. Yeah. I played a preacher. I did a lot of. I think I'm gonna tell you something. Them peas and put a lot of. They put a few dollars in my pocket.
Yeah.
And it was always needed.
Mm-hmm.
They came in my life when it was always the right time. God said, you know I'm going to send Master P. Gonna call you.
Mm-hmm.
He going to call me today? I'm going to call you today.
Yeah, that's how Petey do.
And sure enough, he'll pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, G-Thang? He'll be quiet, and I'll do all the talking. I said, you shooting a movie? Yeah, yeah. Come on through the studio. Da, da, da.
He had you on tour with us on the last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The year before.
And I was always the kind of cat that P knew that I was, he can trust me.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's big with us, and especially with P. Yeah. Trust.
Trust.
Yeah,
he
trust.
Always that's knew everything. That he can, I was never telling his shit.
Right.
I was never. Nigga, I might have took 3 pictures with P.
Mm-hmm.
When I pulled my phone out, nigga, it would be surround the thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, P, let's get a picture. But P always, you know, then she started letting me travel with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he flew me to Miami to do that thing, and P said, nigga, you done came out here to Miami. You remember what P said?
When we did the I got the hookup too. Yeah, yeah.
So
we
was I
down
said,
there for the
he
media
said,
thing. Yep.
They came and got me and rolled me around. I saw all the billboards.
Mm-hmm.
But I was down there with Essence.
Yeah.
See, Essence was paying for me.
Yeah.
So P came up to me and said, nigga, so Essence paying for it. You can't. I said, P, nigga, I'm here wherever you need me to be.
Yeah.
You know, like I said. But I do got this show with Mike over here at Essence.
Yeah.
So we was down there, man, had a ball.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I remember that.
Man, that was.
But listen, I want to give you flowers while you're here, my brother. Appreciate you.
Man, I
you know
appreciate
what I'm
you
saying?
Having me, man.
Yeah, you know, you keep being great. How you be great?
This is holding court.
Me? Holding court, bro.
This
with
is,
Big Court. You already know it.
This is the Holding Court Podcast. Yeah. If you motherfuckers ain't listening to the Holding Court Podcast, all these other podcasts are cute, but they ain't got no studio. Yeah, motherfuckers in somebody's crib. At a comedy club.
Yeah,
for
tell
a few
them
minutes.
I shit like some late night talk
hey,
show.
Let me tell
shit.
You something. Lovely. We can actually shoot this live. I thought I was on Jimmy Kimmel's set.
You fucking right.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, this set better than the little African dude on Comedy Central. What's his name? You know the little African dude.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Well, you don't know his name. Okay, you motherfucker gotta get your history. What's the little comedian dude from Africa? The little light skin.
I don't know. We gotta get him on the show, wherever the fuck he is.
Well, he probably ain't gonna do it. He big. And
shit, this show big, so he gonna do it.
No, he got his own show. he got his own damn, what is his name? Well, anyway, this how I felt when I came here.
Yeah.
Real wood table. You know,
Solid.
I mean,
real mugs and
real
shit.
Real mugs.
With the shit on there.
Well, I'm talking
you
about,
thought this shit, you disrespected this shit and thought it was some
never
paper
do
shit.
It again.
You feel me?
And not only that, real cameras with real light work.
Yeah.
Anytime you can light me right, it's a beautiful thing.
The fact we can see you and you got the black background and we can still see
it's
you. You know we know
thing.
What we're doing.
I didn't like that joke.
That's just like the other one from the young comedian.
Yeah, that one just slapping shit in.
I know,
hey,
right?
Hey, bro.
Hey.
I knew I should have wrapped this shit up. I didn't bought the house back. I had sold the house. None of them. There's a few things that I don't like about the house.
Hey, we appreciate you, G-Thang, hey, man. This is always home. To you, bro. Hey, so man, this is Big Court, Older Court Podcast with my partner, producer Ken here with
Gary.
Yeah,
look at
G.
me like you look at the slime when he said that.
This how he
said my
did
partner.
This how he did. This how he looked at.
Was
it? Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. He had to
and
read the name.
G-Thang, you know what I'm saying? Gary G-Thang Johnson.
There
bro.
You go.
Appreciate you, fam.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows
from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.